Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Empire. A solution for turning a blacktop into a multi-sport surface.
They diamond cut the asphalt and excavate a little trench and then slide the goal system into place and level it and then backfill it with the dirt they dug out and then put a little bit of bluestone in there for any water that seeps through the bottom of it, finish it with concrete, stake it to grade, and in 2 days, one thing can be five things.
That's Kyle Martino, former U.S. soccer national team member and founder of Golfer, who is hoping to provide access to sports to all players. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein. The technology behind Golfer is interesting, but for me, the conversation about the mission that Kyle Martino has with this product is worth the listen. In a time where cost to accessible high-level youth sports is rising and building a participation barrier, Martino is hoping this is the first of many solutions. Our guest this week is Kyle Martino, who had a long distinguished soccer career in the MLS and a member of the U.S. men's national team, who has now founded Golfer, which is a really cool, technologically advanced, game-changing subterranean goal system that will transform an average court into a multi-sport surface in seconds. Hey, Kyle, how are you?
I'm good. What's happening?
All right, where did this come from? Well, actually, you know what? I use the word subterranean, and I already know that people are going, what is that? So why don't you
like
take
that.
Us through?
It makes it sound like very, it's like science fiction-y.
I know.
That's a cool way.
Yeah, it's definitely not fiction-y. It might be a little science-y. Why don't you explain what Golfer is?
Golfer is a patented goal system that I designed that's kind of like a handle on a suitcase if you're looking for a visual. It gets installed under basketball hoops, and when kids aren't using it, it goes into the ground and you can hardly tell it's there. And when kids or big kids like me are using it, they open the cover and put up and play street soccer, street hockey, handball, lacrosse, whatever they want on a blacktop. And I had no intention of becoming an inventor or designing it. I just had a rather rude Parks and Rec director basically try to get me out of his office by saying, well, when you design something that disappears, like, come back and talk to me.
All right. And you chose what, under the hoop, because that is what the area where kids who are playing basketball are least likely to land, stand, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, I'll kind of go back even further. I ran for U.S. soccer president almost 5 years ago, and the issue of consequence out of that election, I clearly didn't win, that I wanted to tackle was, you know, access to the game. And I just very quickly found a low-cost, high-impact solution that's been proven in every country but this one, and taking our vast inventory of underutilized hardscape and simply regular basketball hoops. So every country that I've traveled to play the game or in my free time, all of those countries have soccer goals under their basketball hoops. I guess you could say they have basketball hoops over their soccer goals. But either way, I mean, it's just a proven concept that's been around for a long time to make multi-sport possibilities free and spontaneous and close to kids that need it most and struggle to access organized sport. And so I kind of started by founding Over Under Initiative, thinking, well, Parks and Rec groups are going to say, of course, yeah, this is great, and I'm just going to find the company that makes these, and we're going to install them. And that didn't really go that way. And so, you know, a basketball court is the perfect dimensions to play street hockey or street soccer. And, you know, the hoop goosenecks and goes well out over the end line. So, you know, installing a goal on the end line would not be disruptive to basketball play. But yeah, I had to assuage the issues and the liability concerns and really just the predisposition to not want to say yes of a lot of groups.
Yeah.
And you have to design something that not only goes under a basketball hoop, but disappears and you hardly know it's there when it's not being used.
So what's the installation process? Is it arduous at all? How does someone install one of these things?
Yeah, it's really easy. It's a 2-day process. And, you know, much like putting a utility pipe in the ground, you know, groups that you don't have to explain to them how to do this, essentially take the goal system lives in an encasement. So it's kind of like a horseshoe in a horseshoe shaped box. And, they diamond cut the asphalt and excavate, a little trench and then slide the goal system into place and level it and then backfill it with the dirt they dug out and then put a little bit of bluestone in there for any water that seeps through the bottom of it, finish it with concrete, take it to grade. And, you know, in 2 days, one thing can be five things.
So you said you're not a designer yet. Here you are doing this. How did this happen?
Yeah. You know, I guess I just discovered something about myself that's always been there, but you know, it's you know, it's kind of like, you know, the good version of having an allergy that you never knew you had until you took a bite of something and your face puffed up. So it's like, I just never knew I had a mind for this. But when I think back, I've always been fascinated with, you know, the mechanics of things and always had a creative engineer mind and would stop and, you know, play with latches or lift things up or open things or close things, just fascinated with how things work. And when I couldn't find a company that made something, I one night woke up with an idea and made it was kind of like seventh grade science fair. I made a cardboard model of the first prototype in my kitchen at 4 a.m. Huh. And found a group that makes sports equipment in Milwaukee named Keeper Goals that all the other groups laughed me out of the room. And they were like, yeah, there's no way you could do this, but we'll help you try to figure it out. And so, yeah, it was really accidental. And, you know, if you saw my R&D folder on my phone, I spent 4 months just drawing and designing all the different ways you could do this. And, I officially named an inventor in the document that patents my system, you know, with that title right next to my name.
You know, for a few years now, you have something called the Over Under Initiative, which is a nonprofit that is all about health and wellness for kids and increasing access to sports. Obviously, this kind of falls into the same idea. Like, why has this purpose been meaningful for you?
I mean, it's been meaningful because, you know, when I grew up, the game was easier to find, more enjoyable to play, and it was spontaneous. It was local. It was free. And, you know, that's how I fell in love with and became good at playing soccer. And like my story is really the typical story of almost every soccer player in the world until our country decided to package the most inclusive blue collar sport on the planet, you know, the greatest health and wellness instrument on the planet, as a organized, expensive thing to do,
yeah,
that had to be done on big fields with a lot of equipment and a lot of personnel in order to facilitate that. So, you know, it's meaningful to me because I know how powerful this game can be and has changed my life in so many ways. And the idea that it's become a privilege of those that can afford it and not the right of every kid, I just to have any impact on reversing that trend and inviting kids that need sport into this incredible game through something I created is obviously, you know, special and humbling. And yeah, just makes me feel it's all been worth it, the hard work to.
It is in 9 sites in 7 different cities. You've talked about how getting people to say yes at various stages is always the hardest part. What do you need? Do you need people to fund it? Like where does that all come in? Do you need the money to show up to say, we'll do this for you because it'll be good for your community?
Yeah, that's a good question. So, you know, Wikipedia or wherever you're getting this from, and it might even be from us, can't even keep up with, you know, we're now in 13 cities, and it's wild, it's growing fast. And I'll say what unlocks it is initially, I could have grown the enterprise a lot faster by going to private locations and making a for-profit company. But it was so important for me that this was truly a public option, that anyone could use it and walk up and turn a court into a street soccer court. So the most important people historically in making this possible have been the gatekeepers to those facilities. So, you know, directors of parks and rec, superintendents of schools or principals of schools that fall under Department of Education that become public property after school hours. Like, these are the people that hold the keys to the hardest thing to get, which is a yes. And we either can get the yes because we're funding it, or getting the yes helps us raise the money to be able to fund it. But, you know, the nonprofit for me was to make sure that cost was never the reason that this solution wasn't available for kids in public spaces. A recent development, which is really exciting, is, you know, the nonprofit will continue to do this, and it's about $30,000 to do a court, you know, make the goals, ship them to the location and install them. And what's really exciting is the goal system, Goalfer. I've always held on to the IP because I was just so worried selling it to some big box retailer or sports equipment company was going to mean that they would just go to private locations where, yeah, I feel like it was not going to immediately solve the problem. But Patrice Evra, a very famous and successful soccer player, an incredible humanitarian who won the World Cup with France and Premier League and Champions League with Manchester United, He came on recently as a co-founder of Goalfer, seeing how the area he grew up in north of Paris has developed and created some of the greatest players ever, and is responsible for almost half of the French national team at any given time. He didn't start playing organized soccer until he was 15. And he's come on for us to get the funding to allow Goalfer to become an instrument that anyone can buy and install. So, you know, that's the next piece of this is, you know, there's a lot of groups that would like to have this in a facility that's either private or public, but we just don't have the speed to get to them, and we don't have the bandwidth to have scale at that level. And now we're funding so that Over Under Initiative can live as a foundation and support an enterprise that if someone wants it, they can buy it and they can put it in wherever they want.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
I mean, I know it's not part of the mission, but I was listening to you and I'm sitting there going, how many people, and this goes back to privilege, have come to you and said, I want one of these in my backyard? And
I mean, a lot of people. And like, you know, listen, I think if you're going to compare it to a piece of technology on the sports side, from an equipment standpoint, that's been innovative. Like the last version of anything like this was the retractable hoop, right? And all of a sudden everyone had this basketball hoop in their yard they can dunk on and lift up for the adults and pull down for the kids. Like, there's definitely going to be people that want these in their driveway or their backyard, and that'll be part of it. But my real mission is to allow the for-profit side of Gopher to exist, because groups like Parks and Rec, as the largest purchasers of sports equipment, right? You know, when any court or any public facility is renovated, you know, the grass, the fencing, the water fountain, the lights, those are all for-profit companies. And so the best way to get this in front of as many kids to get to enjoy it for free is to allow groups to put this in a preferred vendor system. So anytime a school or park or recreation center is renovated or updated, it's just a no-brainer to drag this goal system into a cart of a lot of other equipment that's needed to create an athletic facility. So that's the big end game for us, where we truly feel the paradigm will shift, and it will be strange for a blacktop not to have something that turns it into five athletic facilities rather than just one.
Do you see a way to do this on a grass field? Is that that you can do?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I mean, it's funny. The first field test of one of the prototypes was installed in my backyard. And I feel like if you go way back in some of the videos, you can see me with my kids in the backyard testing it. And so, yeah, I mean, it's very easy to understand how there's many subterranean, or, you know, think of your refrigerator or other things that get paneled and hidden pretty easily. It's just about whatever the surface is, whether it's wood, artificial grass, you know, you can hide this thing pretty easily by just paneling the cover.
All right, last thing I'll let you go. It struck me when you said something about how what this sport can do, soccer specifically, in communities. And so if you'll indulge me for a moment, I just want to ask you one sports question. Where the run of the U.S. women's national team ended in the World Cup, they've been a ridiculously dominant force for such a long period of time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you see the future for that, and I'm not sure that it matters. I wonder if you could put into context what you think that soccer team has meant to global sports over the last 30, 40 years.
Well, it's a legacy and a dynasty that's not done. You know, the tough part as a former U.S. soccer player and lover of the team and supporter of the women's national team, I'm, you know, bummed my team isn't in the tournament anymore, but it's because the rest of the world has now invested in women's soccer like our country has all along. And if I know our national team, this is going to make them better, falling out of the tournament earlier than they ever have in the past. But, you know, Mia Hamm was one of my heroes. 99 was one of the moments that you know, really at a crucial inflection point as a young player aspiring to be a pro, that was one of the things that really got me excited. And I think activated so many people in this country that now love soccer because of that. And, you know, the U.S. women dropping out, the silver lining is it's not because they're a lot worse. It's just because the rest of the world is getting a lot better. And women's soccer, when you look at the sellouts and the record-breaking crowds and ratings, I mean, it's something where clearly if we would have invested all along in it, the way legislation like Title IX forced investment, this is where this incredible sport will be. So I'm super excited to see how our women respond and, you know, what knocking out the world power does for women's soccer around the world.
Kyle Martino is longtime professional soccer player, U.S. national team member, and the developer of Gopher. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, man.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Okay. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On the next Future Sport podcast, we'll revisit how a protective device worn in football practice is limiting head injuries.
I know that a lot of youth leagues wear them in games. I know that there's high schools that are now wearing them in scrimmages, 7-on-7. A couple teams have players that are on return to play protocols that will wear them in games. It just depends state to state and what their regulations are.
That's Erin Hansen. She and husband Lee founded Guardian Caps, the standard of protective gear worn by all NFL teams. That will do it for this episode. As always, the future is now. This is the Future Sport Podcast. I'm Bram Weinstein.